Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. Australia's leader, Scott Morrison, has spoken about the release of a long-awaited report into parliamentary culture after former political staff member Brittany Higgins raised concerns. The federal government asked Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins to compile the report. It finds one in three workers in federal parliament face some form of sexual harassment. Only 11% who experienced harassment reported it. The report is recommending everyone should push for gender parity to change the workplace culture. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will take action.
These events have drawn attention to this workplace. And these are not new issues.
If you or someone you know needs help, you can ring 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the decision to delay the further opening of Australia's international borders is a temporary and cautious pause. Overseas arrivals were to resume tomorrow, including for what is known as a travel bubble to Japan and South Korea, but it is now planned to happen on December 15th. Six cases of the Omicron variant have been found in Australia, all of which are in the quarantine system. One is in the Northern Territory and five are in New South Wales. A national cabinet meeting is being held on Tuesday. South Africa has told the United States that travel bans due to the newly identified variant of COVID-19 are unhelpful. United States President Joe Biden has defended travel restrictions, but admitted it's almost inevitable that the variant will spread.
Now we remain to be seen exactly what the elements of this particular strain are, but if they're as I hope, then it's not going to be fundamentally different.
Queensland workers in schools, childcare centres, prisons and airports will need to have had one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by December 17th. The vaccine mandate for high-risk settings is in place to help to protect children and young people who are still ineligible for a shot. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the health measures are consistent with the other Australian states. New South Wales public school teachers will take part in a statewide strike next week, despite a State Industrial Commission ruling. 60,000 teachers and principals from the state's 2,200 public schools could walk off the job for 24 hours next Tuesday, despite a commission order to refrain from industrial action relating to its wage claim. In a statement, the Teachers Federation president says large shortages, high workloads, and non-competitive salaries mean calling off the strike isn't an option. And Australia is mourning the death of Yolngu actor David Dalthingu. The 68-year-old was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2017. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall announced the death. The pioneering Indigenous actor and Khan Award winner acted in film roles for the movies Walkabout, Rabbit Proof Fence, The Tracker and Crocodile Dundee. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.